That's Jeremy Adam Smith, author of Public Schools, Private Money, a report published in the winter 2014 edition of the San Francisco Public Press. You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. As Smith just mentioned, the PTA at J. Sarah Elementary is facing a much different financial reality than the other schools we've talked about so far, Groton and Alvarado Elementary Schools, where those school PTA budgets are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. J. Sarah's is in the tens of thousands. 4,000 of those dollars were the subject of a heated discussion at a recent PTA meeting. KALW's Leela Day was there.
The PTA?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hello, my dear.
Why, hello.
The PTA meets downstairs in a classroom that looks out onto a playground. As people greet each other, a translator checks out headsets for parents who want to hear his live translation of the meeting.
Buenas noches. Everybody who needs translation from Spanish to English, please talk to the man over here because why?
I'm going to do it from English to Spanish.
There's some debate about whether the meeting should be in Spanish or English.
He speaks Chinese. He doesn't speak Spanish.
But he speaks English.
It's finally decided that the majority here speak Spanish, so in Spanish it will be.
Bienvenidos.
Hola, hi. Amazingly, it is almost the end of the year.
The first speaker is Principal Eve Chung, who speaks English. So already there's a sense of confusion. But most of the 20 or so people gathered seem to be understanding and patient about the language issues.
So I just got permission. San Francisco Symphony will be doing a night performance for parents on Thursday, April 17th.
As Principal Chung announces some upcoming events, the parents look on, reading the calendar, nodding and smiling.
Fifth grade, Great America field trip.
Once the principal goes through the rest of the calendar, they move on to discussing the funds for the fifth grade graduation.
So our operating budget is like $20,000. So what does it get used for? Mark will get more specific. I'm going to give you a broad range. So $5,000 goes to the fifth grade graduation. $4,000.
The school has the $4,000 needed for the fifth grade graduation, but funds are low. They're told that the lack of money raised this year by the PTA may affect the students next year. Parents look visibly angry, especially since many of the parents have younger kids here at the school. Hands shoot up in the air from different directions. The principal reassures them.
Say that the money has always been put aside for fifth grade. So, you know, that's always set in the PTA, budget. Okay?
This argument over the low funds goes on for about 20 minutes. Some parents argue that there just wasn't enough fundraising during the year. Then, at the end of the meeting, quick solutions are offered. A teacher mentions parents should be cutting off box tops to recycle as one way to get more cash, and that a partnership with Safeway proved successful at another school.
$26,000 one school brought in just by having their Safeway cards registered and getting their relatives to register their school. They had two.
The parents listen, some nodding their heads in agreement, and some shaking their heads, frustrated.
These are our kids, kindergarten through fifth grade.
The principal gives parents a pep talk.
Everybody needs to work.
Out in the hallway, conversations shift to what else the PTA could be doing to raise money. One mom holds up the paper with the Safeway grocery store logo, says it's a good idea, but she wishes she'd known about the program sooner. Summer's just around the corner. School's almost out. But the parents at Junipero Serra left tonight with the next school year heavy on their minds. For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day.